Carries.
Moving on to 4B, the resolution to authorize transfer of funds and passed, and this resolution continues to authorize the transfer of funds. Recommended that the power sits with the board and with the president, but those that are recommended by the treasurer and approved by the superintendent. Is there a motion to approve the resolution to authorize the transfer of funds?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Pearnot?
Yes.
And Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The next 4C, the resolution to approve standing authorizations. Those standing authorizations, they include things that the Westlake City Schools Board of Education would approve following standing authorizations for the calendar year of 2020, and to be exercised by our treasurer and superintendent only when in their judgment such exercise meets the specifications so cited as listed. Things such as investing interim funds to pay bills, to sign contracts, to authorize releases, to approve reimbursements, to authorize the payment of reasonable taxes, those types of things. Is there a motion to approve 4C?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
The items you mentioned seem to be more geared towards the treasurer, when in fact it's a good balance between treasurer and superintendent on those authorities. So I just make that point.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Pearnot?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to 4D, the resolution to attend seminars and conferences. Board members or treasurer or superintendent may attend local, state, and national seminars and conferences that are deemed necessary to carry out their job requirements and that are within the appropriate levels approved by the Board of Education. Is there a motion to approve resolution 4D, the resolution to attend seminars and conferences?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Pearnot?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to 4E, the resolution to approve school attorneys. And if you would take a peek at the list of attorneys, and as you'll notice, there are some firms and attorneys listed there that have been on that list for a long, long time. Some of them we lean on pretty heavily. I think about Mr. Riley and the Riley Law Firm that we relied on so heavily during our construction. Walter Haverfield, which I believe is our primary contact when it comes to legal issues. Just take a peek at that list as we have a discussion, but is there a resolution to approve school attorneys?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Anyone you feel we should add to that list? I can't think of anyone. Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Pearnot?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I hope you're all testing me as I'm using my paper documents and bring up my electronic just in case I'm missing any last minute changes to the agenda. I'll pull that up here. I'm going to move on to 4F, the resolution to approve the Board of Education memberships. These memberships include the Ohio School Boards Association, the OSBA Legal Assistance Fund, the Greater Cleveland School Superintendents Association, the Alliance for High Quality Education, and also the West Shore Chamber of Commerce. Is there a resolution to approve for F?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Craft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to 4G, the resolution to appoint purchasing agents, purchasing authority. As we've done in the past, superintendent and the director of business affairs, Dr. Scott Goggin and also Mr. Dave Kosova, hereby designated purchasing agent and authorized to approve purchases within the appropriated amounts, subject to all pertinent board policies, rules, and regulations insofar as such purchases are consistent with the approved education goals and programs of the district. Is there a motion to approve 4G?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Craft?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
4H, the resolution to appoint prevailing wage coordinator, asbestos coordinator, Americans with Disability Act, compliance officer, safety coordinator, and records retention officer. As we've done in the past, Westlake City Schools Board of Education appoints Scott Goggin or his designee as the following for the district for 2020. Those that I've listed and mentioned already. Is there a motion to approve 4H?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Craft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
4I, the resolution to appoint Title IX hearing officer, non-discrimination hearing officer, sexual harassment hearing officer, suspension hearing officer, and expulsion hearing officer. Westlake City Schools Board of Education approves Scott Goggin for his designee as the following for the district for 2020. And those would include board policies 3362, 4362, 1662, 5517, suspension hearing officer, and also expulsion hearing officer. Is there a motion to approve 4I?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Pernot?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Craft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to 4J, the resolution to reaffirm the vision statement and mission statement of Westlake City Schools. It's been our tradition as we move forward to read a number of these out loud to remind ourselves of our vision and also our mission, if I may, our vision statement. The Westlake City School District will provide a dynamic, student-centered, 21st century learning environment. Our district will be characterized by high achievement, actively engaged learners, mutual respect, shared knowledge, pursuit of new skills and capabilities, collaborative learning, willingness to take action, a team commitment to data-driven continuous improvement and tangible results. In our mission statement, we educate for excellence, empowering all students to achieve their educational goals, to direct their lives, and to contribute to society. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I have to just say that on my latest curriculum field trip that I went on, it just hit me when Joe was reading the vision statement. I saw all of that with all the students that were engaged in all the learning, the different learning activities that we saw both at Lee Bernison and DIS. And so it's happening.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Craft?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to 4K, the resolution to reaffirm Board of Education belief statements. And if I may ask the board, I'd like to read these out loud. And if we may start with Ms. Pernot, if you would read number one, and we'll just go through the board.
Okay.
Number one, leadership in education is not about our district being number one. It is about striving to make our students number one. We must develop their skills. We must harness our resources from the outside as well as inside. We must employ the best and brightest and focus on taking care of students. The rest flows from that point forward.
Number two, we believe that the Westlake City School District is a superior performing, student-focused district.
Number three, our primary responsibility is to ensure that every student is challenged to excel and to achieve at his or her maximum potential.
Number four, the support of the community is critical to our district's success and will be earned through effective, open, and honest communication and demonstrated results.
Number five, we have an obligation to preserve the community's assets and to provide a safe, well-maintained environment for learning.
Number six, the administration, staff, and board are partners in the entire educational process for our students and are responsible for removing those barriers which could impact upon the achievement of our students.
Number seven, the administration, staff, and board have a responsibility to work collaboratively in a climate of mutual respect, focusing on student achievement.
Number eight, extracurricular and co-curricular programs and activities are an integral part of the educational process and can significantly contribute positively to the character of our students while bringing significant recognition, pride, and support from the community. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 4K to reaffirm the Board of Education belief statement?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Piernat?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
4L, the resolution to reaffirm the framework for board operation. If I may also ask the board to help me as we read these.
Number one, this board's first and foremost responsibility is to be the trustee for the education of our students within the financial parameters determined by our taxpayers.
Number two, this board delegates the responsibility of the daily management of the district to the superintendent and the CFO treasurer in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code.
Number three, this board, the superintendent, and the CFO treasurer will work together as a team for the betterment of the students, district, and the entire community.
Number four, this board is a single unit with five contributing members.
Number five, the strength of this board is in the diversity of its members.
Number six, members of this board vote individually, but act as one as determined by the majority of the board, including providing support for the decisions made.
Number seven, the president of this board acts as a spokesperson for this board.
Number eight, members of this board must realize that we cannot be all things to all people.
Number nine, this board believes that all people should be treated with dignity and respect.
Is there a motion to approve 4L, the resolution to reaffirm the framework for board operations?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Piernat?
Yes.
And Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to 4M, the resolution to reaffirm board, superintendent, CFO, treasurer, essential agreements. I may, in support of this, team members will work to interact together in good faith and share information in order to promote understanding and avoid surprise among the members of the team. To allow reasonable time for other members of the team to review and discuss information and data before decisions are made. To encourage and enhance orderly and meaningful public discussion by reading pre-meeting materials and asking questions prior to the meeting if items are not understood or if clarity is needed. Be prepared to discuss matters and make decisions in a timely manner when data and information have been provided. Demonstrate professionalism and civility at all times through respectful interactions with all team members. Keep an open mind and focus on resolving issues. Articulate how decisions or suggestions impact both academic excellence and fiscal responsibility. Encourage opportunities for questions and meaningful dialogue among the team members before final decisions are reached. consider and discuss different points of view before a final decision is made. Set collective goals, evaluate the team's performance, be open to ongoing learning about leading practices and governance and team-based leadership. Is there a motion to approve for M?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Motion carries.
4M, the resolution to appoint a representative for Board of Education Public Records Training. Westlake City Schools Board of Education appoints Scott Goggin, or his designee, as the 2020 Board of Education Public Records Training Representative for Westlake City Schools. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
4O, the bond of Board of Education members, Superintendent of Schools, and the Director of Business Affairs. I know at this time we know all those people, so as we approve this, Board President, Board Vice President, all board members, of course, Superintendent, and also Director of Business Affairs. Is there a motion to approve 4O?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
4R, resolution to approve liability insurance amounts. That the administration secure liability insurance in the amount of $1 million per $1 million each claim.
Actually, that was updated. I apologize. Online, it's actually, if I can read it
please
for you here, it's a $5 million each claim, $7 million aggregate. This is what the new policy that the board had approved at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Thank you. Okay. So this motion would be, of course, for the $5 million for each claim and $7 million aggregate. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
4Q, the resolution to approve petty cash funds. For the Board of Education Central Office, $250, transportation, $200. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And a resolution to approve change funds. That the Westlake City Schools Board of Education approves the following change funds: Westlake Elementary, $30, Dover Intermediate, $100, Lee Burnison Middle School, $80, Westlake High School, $520 for athletics, Lee Burnison, $200, and Westlake High School, $3,000. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
So this is cash that they have on hand at the schools?
Yeah, so the top portion is cash boxes for the food service program. So yeah, think of your registers and your cafeterias. They obviously have to have some starting cash each day to maintain it. And you'll see, and it makes sense. At our elementary, we're handling a lot less cash than we used to in the past because of being able to put money onto an account. The high school, as kids tend to have their own money, they tend to handle more cash. So the number, like 520, may seem a lot, but we have multiple registered in the building. And a lot of it is to have enough singles and fives on hand, or tens, as a lot of kids pay with 20s and things. The athletics is simply for that, where we have $200 for the middle school athletic programs. smaller attendance, things like that. The high school, we have such a large number specifically because of football games where we need to have the cash on hand. It is secured, it's accounted for on a regular basis, and then turned in at the end of each school year, again, counted and audited.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this point, we'll close our organizational meeting if there is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Finally.
Roll call.
To adjourn the organizational meeting at 6:41 PM, Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Pernot?
Yes.